Joe Biden turns 2024 voters against legal migration. By Neil Munro on June 4, 2024. President Joe Biden's government-run illegal migration is so unpopular voters are now turning against government-run legal migration. Even the New York Times is worried by Biden's impact on public opinion and the election results in November. Trump's harder line on immigration appears to resonate. Polls show, the newspaper admitted in the June 3 headline. The article then explained declining polls of the governments. It is not just unauthorized immigration causing consternation. A different poll in March from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that Americans have become more worried about legal immigrants. The cited poll by the Associated Press shows the growing opposition to legal migration. Despite the relentless cheering for migration from business lobbies and establishment media. In 2017, 59% of 1,000 respondents in an AP poll said a major benefit of legal migration is that American companies get the expertise of skilled workers in fields like science and technology. By 2024, a March poll of 668 respondents showed the major benefit share had fallen by a third to 41%, while the share of people who said it was not a benefit at all almost quadrupled from 8% to 28%. Similarly, in 2017, 50% of respondents said legal immigrants enrich American culture and values. 8 years later in 2024, that number fell by a quarter to 38%, while the not a benefit at all group jumped from 13% to 29%. Similarly, Biden's mostly open border is wrecking public support for legal asylum, which was created to help small numbers of persecuted victims escape dictatorships. Biden and his deputies are using the asylum program to legalize the inflow of millions of workers, renters, and consumers under the claim that the migrants are being persecuted by poverty and criminal gangs. Related, 27 illegal immigrants found inside horse trailer during traffic stop. An AP poll of 1,262 people also showed that a majority of Americans, 53%, now want the government to reduce the number of immigrants who are allowed to seek asylum in the United States when they arrive at the U.S. border. Just 12% of Americans, mostly Democrats, strongly oppose an asylum reduction, according to the 2024 poll. Investors and lobbyists for migration recognize that Biden's chaotic mass migration undermines the public's acceptance of white-collar and blue-collar economic migration. Biden's migration chaos is pushing alienated investors to donate large sums to Donald Trump in the 2024 race, The New York Times reported on May 17. In many instances, it's less that they're enthusiastic about Mr. Trump, and more that they're exasperated with the economic and immigration policies of President Biden. This is very much an immigration election. It's about voters saying, whoa, let's stop this, Jeremy Robbins, the executive director of the business-backed American Immigration Council, told a May 14 meeting in Texas. 48 of Republican voters report that this is the issue that's driving them to the polls. But, just 8% of Democratic voters, so there's a huge split, he said, adding. There's a very common theme that drives why people are voting on immigration. It's about fear, it's about anxiety, it's about frustration, and it's about instability. Sometimes it's about, well, hold on, like, why am I losing? Why when I go to the grocery store am I not hearing English? Like, this is America. Why am I not able to understand people in my own country? Sometimes it's about language, it's about culture. Sometimes, it is economic, and it is about, well, I feel really unstable in my job, I can't even make ends meet. And now people are coming in and we're going to compete against me. Sometimes it is about security. I think that issue is very much inflamed by the media about this idea that, oh, my God, neighborhoods are going to be unsafe. They're gangs of terrorists coming across the border. The crux of what's driving immigration as a political issue is, if we feel like this immigration is happening to us, without our control, at a time when we feel unstable, that is going to make people retrench and oppose more migration. Overwhelmingly, under Biden, Americans believe that our borders are out of control and that our cities are overwhelmed. Some of that is inflamed by the media. Some of that is a reality of the facts on the ground. which is that we do not have a functioning asylum system, we do not have a functioning border. The challenge is going to be both detoxifying this issue before the election and showing there's a real plan to take control of the border. Many other recent polls show Americans increasingly view government-imposed legal migration as a burden, not a benefit. In February, almost 70% of Americans said the U.S. would benefit from new curbs on migration at the southern border, according to an Economist/YouGov poll of 1,671 citizens. A Fox News poll of 1,007 voters in December showed that 55% of GOP voters and 37% of all swing voters believe legal immigration hurts the United States. In October, a 54% majority of Americans say Biden's migration is making life harder for all, according to a Reuters/Ipsos poll of 4,415 adults. Just 34 disagreed, including just 29% of independents. A January 2024 YouGov poll of 1,592 adult citizens also showed that 37% of respondents, including 60% of Republicans and 30% of swing voters, said legal and illegal migration makes the U.S. worse off. Just 28% of all respondents in the poll said immigration makes the U.S. better. The political result is growing public recognition that the 1965 Nation of Immigrants narrative is damaging the ability of ordinary Americans to live the decent middle-class life that was common before a bipartisan coalition used a 1990 law to double the legal immigration numbers set in 1965. Just 25% of Americans say immigration is extremely important for their nation's identity. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. Under Biden, the government has welcomed roughly 10 million legal, illegal, temporary, or illegal migrants. That flood delivers one migrant for every American birth. The rarely mentioned economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Related, DPS agents discover 29 illegal immigrants inside of stash house in Webb County, Texas. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.